Blog Talk Radio.
Morning. Truly, we thank the Lord for another privilege and opportunity to gather this morning in His name, and thank God for His goodness to us. Amen. Happy New Year, 2023. Thank God He allowed us to see January 1st, 2023, and thank God that our dear brother's mother reached 90 years old, and Brother Darnell reached 91, and what a blessing. Sister Fran and Brother Scott, 41 years of marriage. Thank God. Amen. 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 So we thank God for His goodness and His mercy extended unto us throughout last year. And now we thank Him for extending it to us today into the new year. We don't know what God has in store for us, but we're ready to go. Amen. To do His will. All the way, my Savior leads me. We're going all the way with Jesus in 2023. We're not going to allow anything to hinder us or hinder our walk, but let us continue to run on for Jesus. Let us look to the Lord with a brief word of prayer. We want to thank God for His blessings. We know that the Spirit of the Lord has already been here with us this morning in the service thus far, but we want to usher Him into our morning service, knowing that others are possibly on their way to the house of the Lord. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, truly we want to thank You once again for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to call upon Your name this morning. Thank You, Lord God, for allowing us to see January 1st, 2023. And Father, we're looking, dear Heavenly Father, to see many more days, dear Father, that You will bestow upon us throughout this year. We thank You, Lord God, even in last year, Lord God, You heard many of our prayer requests that have gone up before You, Lord God. And, oh, Father, You have answered so many of them, dear Father. You blessed us immensely throughout last year, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank You for that, dear Father. We thank You, Lord, for Your hand of mercy and guidance and direction throughout 2022, Lord God. And, Father, now we're coming into this new year, Lord God, looking for greater things in Thee, Lord God, as we continue to draw closer to You, dear Heavenly Father, knowing You have so many things for us, dear Heavenly Father. Father, we want to thank You for all of our brothers and sisters around the world, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that You would be with them this morning as they gather in the house of the Lord, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that You would be in the midst, dear Heavenly Father, that You would do the preaching and teaching and praying, dear Heavenly Father, and that our meditation will be to Thee, dear Lord, this day. Father, we want to thank You for the saints who have gathered here at 116 South Wayne Avenue. Thank You for our family of God that You have blessed us with, dear Heavenly Father. Thank You, Lord God, for Sister Carol being out this morning, Lord God, and good to see her face, Lord God, and good to even hear her voice, dear Lord. We weren't able to reach her on Wednesday night, but Lord, we thank You, dear Father, that You blessed her, Lord God, and she's here this morning. Thank You for this dear sister. Thank You for her sweet spirit, and ask that You would continue, Lord God, to look down upon our dear sis with favor. Thank You for Sister Regina being out this morning, and we ask a continued blessing be upon her too, Lord God. Ask that You would bless her, dear Father, in every way she stands in need of, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet. Father, we just want to thank You on behalf of Sister Regina for all that You've done for her, how You brought her through 2022, Lord God. All the various doctor's appointments, all the various trials, Lord God, on her building and where she lives. But Lord, You still brought her through, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank You for that.
Yeah.
Father God in heaven, this morning we want to thank You for Brother Levester being here, and thank You for our dear brother, how You have blessed him, Lord God, and how You have been with him, Lord God. We thank You for him, Lord God, and ask that You would continue. Look down upon our dear brother with favor. Remember his heart's desire, Lord God. Remember his children, Lord God, his grandchildren, great-grand. Lord, he desires to see them saved, Lord God. He's called out their names, William, Lord, Tina, Angela, dear Father, Jada, dear Lord. Lord, we pray for him, Lord God. We're praying in prayer with him, Lord, on their behalf, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that You would bless. Father God in heaven, we want to thank You, Lord God, for all the saints who are here right now, Lord God, in the house of the Lord. Thank You for Brother Maurice being here this morning, and thank You for blessing his mother to see 90 years, Lord God, and we ask that You would bless, Lord God. What a jubilant time that is, dear Father. You have blessed her. He's been praying all last year, dear Heavenly Father, during prayer meeting, Lord God, and we thank you for that. Oh, Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember our dear brother and ask that you be with his family. He too likewise has family members he desires to see saved. Remember Sister Lauren seen downstairs, dear Lord, and I ask that you would bless her. Many of our children weren't out this morning, but Lord God, the ones that are here, we thank you for them being here. Thank you for little Infinity, Lord God, and ask your blessings upon her. Ask that you would remember her and her mother, Lord God. We know that Sister India is at work, Lord God, and we just pray for our dear sister, Lord God, that you would continue to bless her in every way she stands in need of. Remembering likewise Jasmine, Lord God, thank you for taking her to Atlanta, bringing her back home, Lord God, allowing her some time to be with her extended family there, Lord God, and ask that you would bless and be with them. Remember all of our children as they, Lord God, return back to school this week, Lord God. We ask that you would go ahead of them, prepare the way, Lord God. Be beside, guiding and directing, Lord God, helping them to remember what they've been taught in the Word of God, dear Father, here at church, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would bless them, dear Father. Remember their parents, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that they're diligent about making sure they're here in the house of the Lord. We just pray, Lord God, a special prayer and blessing be upon them. Remembering Sister Holmes this morning, Lord God, not able to get out, but Lord, we thank you, Lord God, even on yesterday when she called, dear Father, to make sure, Lord God, that she was going to be able to be on to hear the Word of God. We thank you for our dear sister. Thank you, Lord God, how you have blessed her, Lord God, and thank you. Ask that you would continue to be her guide and her direction and the strength she so desperately stands in need of. Thank you for her family, Lord God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you likewise bless them as they continue to care for their dear mother. Oh, Father, we can tell, Lord God, that she raised them according to your word. You said train them up in the way they should go. She trained them the right way, Lord God, and now they're caring for her in her old age, and we thank you for that. Father God in heaven, we ask that you remember Sister Lily, and we don't see her as of yet, but Lord, we ask that you would remember our dear sister. We pray your blessings upon her. Continue to strengthen her body, spirit, mind, and soul. Knowing on last year, dear Father, she was dear suffering a lot, dear Heavenly Father, with various things in her body. But Lord, you brought her through, dear Father. And we thank you for that and ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Remember Brother Allen, likewise, dear Father. Pray for our new convert, Lord God. We lift him up to you, dear Heavenly Father. Hold him up to the cross, dear Heavenly Father. Help him, God, to get settled and grounded and rooted in your word, dear Father. He knows enough word, dear Father. He's been taught word, dear Lord, but we ask that you would help settle him down, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray that you remember Sister Webb. We don't see her as of yet, but Lord, we pray for our dear sister. We thank you for her, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to bless her. Remember her companion, Lord God, went through a rough year, Lord God, last year, dear Father, but you brought him through, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, you touched him in his body, Lord God, when he had his heart attack, Lord God. He had his surgery, Lord God. You brought him through, dear Father, and we thank you for that. Even when his heart, Lord God, wasn't even pumping at 50%, Lord God, you allowed them to put a defibrillator on him. But Lord, we know it wasn't only the defibrillator, but we know, dear Father, was your hand there, yes, massaging, dear Father, his heart, dear Father, and allowing him, Lord God, to continue on. And Lord, then it came a point, dear Father, when he didn't need it anymore, Lord God. And we thank you for that. Ask that you would remember him, Lord God, body, spirit, mind, and soul. Remember her daughters, dear Father, Alicia and Alexandra, dear Father. We pray for them, Lord God, and her grandchildren, Lord God. Thank you for Sister June, Lord God. We just love her, Lord God. Love her testimonies, dear Father, when she testifies of all your goodness to her. Have thine own way in her life, dear Father. Remember her family back in Detroit, Lord God, her brother and her sister, Lord God, and other family members. We just ask that you would bless and be with them. Father God in heaven, we don't want to forget anyone this morning, so we ask a special prayer upon our brothers and sisters. Remember Brother Robert. I believe he is traveling, Lord God, and I ask, we ask in the name of Jesus that you grant traveling mercies, dear Father, over the airways, Lord God. Pray that you would take our brother there and bring him home safely, Lord God, him and his family, Lord God, as they return their daughter to school. Father, we just pray that you would bless and be with them. Likewise, we ask that you remember Brother Reggie. We didn't see him as we started out service, but likewise, we ask that you grant traveling mercies to him. Sister and Brother Belton, dear Father, and Brother Tony, Lord God, and others, Lord God, we don't see that are normally here, dear Father. We pray that you grant traveling mercies over the highway. Keep them safe, Lord God. Remember Mike Dalton and family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that he will be out this morning, dear Father. Ask that you would bless and be with him, Lord God. We're looking likewise for Sister Kiba to be out, dear Father. We thank you, Lord, that we got to lay eyes on her, dear Father, before we ended 2022. But we just pray, Lord God, that she will continue to come, dear Heavenly Father, and hear your word. Thank you for Radio Lamp, dear Father, all those who are on. who are listening on the broadcast, dear Father. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for those who call in each week, dear Father. Thank you, Lord God, even as Sister was sharing with us how far, dear Father, the word is being reached, dear Father, how the outreach, Lord God. And so we're just praying, Lord God, that you would remember souls who have called in to hear the word of God. Help us, Lord God, in 2023 to be all that you've called us out to be. Help us, Lord, to continue to preach the unadulterated word of God. Help us, Lord, not to swing to the left or to the right, but to stay in the straight and narrow way. Help us in the precious name of Jesus to be all that you've called us out to be, Lord God. We don't want to do anything outside of your will, but all things that your will be done in us, dear Heavenly Father, as we draw closer and closer to you. Remember our officer, Lord God, Officer Wesley, dear Father. We pray, Lord God, that you would remember him, Lord God, and remember his home, dear Father. We understand, Lord God, that he's due to get married, dear Father, so remember his fiancée. We pray in a special way, Lord God. Likewise, remembering Brother Officer Todd, dear Father, and his family too, Lord God. Lord, we pray that you would continue to bless and be with them likewise. Now, Father, we pray, Lord God, for those who are less fortunate than we are this morning, and pray, Lord God, that you speak to the hearts, dear Heavenly Father. Remember those around the neighborhood, Lord God, our neighbors, dear Father. Remember Rob and Rose, Mrs. Taylor across the street, Lord God. She came in one Sunday, Lord, and heard the word, Lord God, and said the word is being preached here. She'd be back, but we haven't seen her. But we pray for her, Lord God, and ask that you would bless. Remember Mr. Curtis, dear Father, to our back, dear Father, all the rest of the neighbors, Lord God, in this neighborhood. Father, we've been a shining light, dear Father. Your church has been here for many years, dear Heavenly Father. And Lord, we have preached and taught the same word of God that was taught 50 some years ago, Lord God. And we mean to go right on, dear Father, teaching the same word of God, knowing you're able, dear Heavenly Father, to save souls, knowing you're able, Lord God, to prick hearts, knowing you're able, Lord God, to do, dear Father, exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think by the power that worketh within us, Lord God. Father, you're working behind the scenes and we don't even know it, dear Father. You're doing things, Lord God. You're having people send us things, Lord God, that we don't even know, Lord God, what's going on. But they are saying that they've been directed by you, Lord God, to bless this house of God. And we thank you for that, Lord God. Ask that you would continue to be our guide and our direction. Help us, Lord God, to stay in the straight and narrow way. Help us, Lord, to settle it, Lord God. If we didn't settle it in 2022, let us settle it right now. Live or die, I am the Lord, dear Father. Help us in the name of Jesus to be all about your business, Lord God, to know that we have souls that need to be saved, Lord God. Each and every day we're drawing closer and closer, dear Heavenly Father, to eternity, dear Heavenly Father. Help us in the precious name of Jesus to do all we can to bring in others, dear Heavenly Father, to bring in others, Lord God, that they too may know Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior. Now have thine own way in the services. Remember our president. Remember our vice president. Remember our Congress, Lord God. Remember those who are being sworn in the 118th Congress, Lord God. We pray for these leaders, Lord God, or lack thereof, dear Father. We pray for their souls, dear Father, and ask in the name of Jesus that you would have thine own way. Now, Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this morning. For all that you have done for us, all that thou art doing and going to do on our behalf, have thine own way in the services, Lord God. We know that, Father, we have prayers that will be going up later on today. So, Lord, if there's something we've forgotten, others may remember, dear Father. But, Lord, we just thank you. We want to thank you for Sister Blake, Lord God, being here this morning. Thank you for all that you've done for our dear sister in 2022 and all that you're going to do in 2023. Lord, she had a year, dear Father, Lord God, maybe 6, 7, 8 months of that year where her eyes, dear Heavenly Father, were, Lord, she was having some difficulty, Lord God, but you brought her through, Lord God, and you allowed her, Lord God, to be able to still see, dear Heavenly Father, and we thank you for what you brought her through, Lord God. Lord, we both, Lord God, were stricken down with some virus, Lord God, at the end of last year, Lord God. But you lifted us up, Lord God. We still have a little bit of remnants in our voices, Lord God, but we're still pressing on for you, Lord God. You have been there for us, dear Lord, and we thank you for that. We thank you for the prayers that have gone up for us, Lord God, and ask that you would continue, dear Father, to look down upon each and every one of us with favor this morning. Have thine own way. Remember Sister Mellison as she leads the service. Lord, we thank you for this dear sister. My. Thank you, Lord God, for, oh, my God in heaven. Lord, you can't get a better family of God than this. And we thank you for it, dear Father. We ask that you would continue to bless our dear sister. Remember Sister Melita and Brother PJ as they run the media, Lord God. We just thank you for it and ask that you would bless them in every way they stand in Janina. Now have thine own way in the services. And Father God in heaven, we'll be so careful this morning to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Do unto thee. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen.
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 Should we find our worship the Lord? So 223. He is Lord. 223.
He is Lord. Thank God for all that he's done.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Strength he gives us.
He is Lord.
He is Lord. He is Lord. He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every shall bow, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, for he is Lord.
He is Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he is.
He is risen from the dead, and he is Lord.
Praise God Almighty.
Every knee shall bow, and every
praise our God.
Amen.
Amen. Truly, he is Lord.
Amen.
And there is no other. There's none other but God.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for his goodness.
Amen.
Thank him for his mercy.
Amen.
He's allowed us to be here today.
Yes, he has.
We're just so thankful.
Yes,
it's just good. It's like a tonic when we can even just lay our eyes on each other.
Amen.
And there's as on last Lord's Day when the weather was inclement and we were not able to come together as far as seeing each other, although we were together on the Word. Thank God. We thank God for our dear Sister Millicent and Sister Melita.
Yes.
And how God blessed them and used them and showed them what to do, that we would be able to listen to the Word over the phone. We just thank God. We thank God that that's the power of God. Our Sunday school lesson talked about the power of God and how it takes the power of God working in one to be able to do those things that God would have done. So we thank God for manifesting and demonstrating his power, blessing our dear sisters to bring the Word. And we thank God for the Word that was originally preached in 2017 by Pastor Jenkins, because the Word never gets old. It doesn't have an expiration date at all. So it's always fresh for us. And we thank God for that. It's just good once again to be able to come together and to see one another in the house of God and to greet one another. Just again, just glad to be here, glad to be in the house of God. Our responsive reading. Are we still in Ephesians chapter
4? Yes, ma'am.
Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. And we're thankful that God blessed, gave traveling mercies to those who were traveling. Glad God brought Brother Byron back safely. And thank God that he gave traveling mercies to him and to his family. Again, even as Sister Jenkins prayed, thank the Lord that he took Jaslyn and brought her back. We're just thankful, for the goodness of God. Only we know that if not for God, we would be destroyed. If not for the God, we'd be lost. Amen. Ephesians chapter 4, verses 17 through 24. Amen. Thank God for his word. If you're able to stand at the reading of God's word, we would ask that you would stand to reverence his word. Ephesians chapter 4, again, reading verses 17 through 24 responsively. Verse 17 reads, "This I say, therefore, and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind,
having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart,
who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness.
But ye have not so learned Christ.
If so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus,
that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust,
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind together, and that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness." Amen. Created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise God. So that just lets us know when Jesus told Nicodemus he must be born again, that's a new creation. That's being created all over again as a new man in righteousness and true holiness. Thank God. Thank God for his goodness and for his word. At this time, we're going to ask if there are special requests for prayer. Because we have been created in righteousness and true holiness, then the Lord will hear our cries. The Lord will hear our petitions. And he will answer. Because we have been made worthy through the blood of the Lamb. And so we're going to ask at this time if there are special requests for prayer, either by word of mouth or uplifted hand. Sister Carol.
Thank
the
Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. That's Sister Carol. She's just thankful for the saints, thankful for the family of God, and she loves who she loves so much, each and every one. Remember her family. Remember Sister Ruth. I remember Sister Morgan. And there's another that I'm not remembering. Sister Ruth, Sister Morgan. That's right. Priscilla Marshall as well. Amen. Amen. Remember her and her son as well. Amen. Bless the Lord. Other requests? Sister Smith.
I thank the Lord, my gosh, for New Year 2023. I thank you for sitting in my spirit. I thank you for putting my loved one. And continue to remember this grief, the one I lost. She took 6 fighting, and I had the glove on, I had the clean, so they had called it. Found out Friday evening that she had told me. So remember her vocal soul in life. And I pray that
Amen. Amen. Sister Smith, pray for Sister Smith's family and also Mrs. Grace, who she cares for. Remember her much in prayer. And remember Sister Smith as well. Remember that sister, as we know, we care for different ones. We're with them. If they get a condition that is contagious in any way, then we're exposed. But we know that God is able. God is fully able to protect his children. So remember Sister Smith much in prayer as well.
Sister Blake, we truly want to thank the Lord for blessing us to see 2023, and thank you for your prayers for us last year. And when we traveled out to Georgia and came back home, we got back in. The storm wasn't too bad in Georgia. They had it all hiked up and everything, but it was just cold there. And so we were able to get out. Our plane was just delayed about an hour, but when we got back here is where we met with the snow and the. But thank God when we started the car, I mean, she kind of like chugged a little bit, but she fired up and we're on our way. So we thank God for that, and the Lord blessed us. Couldn't go but 20 miles per hour to get home, but that was all right. We got home about an hour and a half after coming from the airport. But truly God blessed, and we thank God for the safety and your prayers. And Saints, I say to you, I was doing well. I don't know, last night it just seemed like I wasn't screaming for no game or nothing, because I prayed and went to sleep because I was praying, but then my throat, I woke up, and it's, or so I know it's the enemy just trying, but I'm going on for the Lord.
Amen.
Remember me in prayer. I don't have no fever or nothing like that. It's just I woke up this morning and it started this again. So
amen.
Just remember me much in prayer. I know what the enemy's trying to do.
Amen.
You can't shut up now.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Trying to somehow disrupt, but we rebuke the enemy.
Amen.
He has no part nor lot with the preaching of God's word. Amen. Amen.
I think this is Sister Holmes. I thank each and every one of you and for your prayers on my behalf, that I be able to hear the word and hide it in my heart that be according to God's will.
Amen. Thank the Lord. God bless you, Sister Holmes. Thank the Lord. Brother Byron.
Thank the Lord to be here today. Thank the Lord for his prayers and in traveling. Just the Lord truly took care of us. Saw us through. And, you know, things were behind us, or things were taking care of in front of us.
Amen.
Know that we were stuck here for a little bit because our plane had gotten struck with lightning, and so they kept it on the ground for a little bit before we could leave and checking it and making their reports and all that stuff. But when we left here, it was nice, and when we came back, it was nice.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. We were certainly thinking of you as a, you know, praying that you would be able to get out, because that's when it's, as you said, so, but thank God the Lord knows how to put you, you know, he said it was either in front of you or it was behind. The Lord just had you in that sweet spot right there with his arms around you. Amen. Thank God. There are other requests.
Remember those we normally would see, Sister Webb, Sister Brother and Sister Belton and Tony and others.
Yes. Yes. Amen. Remember Sister Avery, remember her in prayer, and
Miss Betty, yes,
remember Miss Betty, much in prayer. Sister Malvinia, remember her in prayer. She came to my mind. The saints. Just remember the saints. Amen.
Also remember my children. Their mammon flew over to the Bahamas, so she still has to fly back from there. Likewise, I think her pipes bursted in Atlanta because it had gotten cold there. Well, in Georgia.
Yes.
So she's not in actual planning.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 18 or something.
Yes.
Her pipes.
Oh my.
And Jay, he's staying someplace.
Yes. Amen. Amen. So we will remember Jacob, who will be flying back. Also, we'll remember Madeline, her situation. And she's flying back from the Bahamas, and also a situation that you'll have to deal with burst pipes and so on. We know God is able. Yes. It's God's mercy on those who had to, that burst pipes and so on, had to move out, out east. Amen. Yeah.
Sister Blake, Sister June just texted. She said that her and her husband took a quick trip. Her brothers did have surgery, but they are on their way back. Just remember them, she said, with traveling mercies.
Amen.
Remember her brother. He's due to have surgery.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord.
Sister Blake, I thank the Lord for his many blessings and your prayers always for me. And yes, as you mentioned, so you remember Miss Betty. I'm more as well hoping to go see her today. She has been moved to, I think she's in that specialty. No, she's not. She didn't move her there. They moved her to Hilliard. She's at Mill Run, out of Mill Run. So, Lord's will, I'm going to try and go see her today. You're welcome to go on.
Yeah.
Lord's will.
Amen. Bless the Lord. I'm thankful to see that little infinity. We know that she was sick and she's here today. So, we thank God for touching her body as we were praying for her as well. Our general requests, we're all in need. After the hymn of meditation, we'll look to the Lord. We'll ask Brother Jackson if he would take us to the throne of grace. And if there's anyone with a special need, you can come and you can kneel and pray. You can stand here and pray. You may stand at your seat and pray, kneel at your seat and pray to reach God's throne. If you have a special need.
Shall we turn to 502 in the worship of the Lord, sitting at the feet of Jesus. 502. 502. So as we know, we can bring our cares and all to the Lord. Thanksgiving and all. Not just our cares, but our thanksgiving too. Bring them to Him. 502.
Sitting at the feet of Jesus, oh, what words I hear Him say. Happy place so near, so precious, may He find me there each day. I would look upon the past, for His love has been so gracious, it has won my heart at last. Sitting at the feet of Jesus, where can mortal be more blessed? There
For this hour of prayer, dear Heavenly Father, that you've given us. We thank you, Lord, for the first day of the new year. Lord, how you raised us up and couldn't think of no better place but to be in the house of the Lord, praising thy dear holy name for everything that you've done for yesteryear and, Lord, everything that you're going to do for us this year. I want to just keep praising your name and thank you for this wonderful, wonderful salvation. Thank you for, it's always good, Lord, over the holidays we were able to gather with family members and just be with them, but it's so, so wonderful to gather with the saints, dear Heavenly Father, oh God, knowing you and the pardon of our sins, dear Heavenly Father, pressing to keep going on for you, dear Heavenly Father, and winning souls for you, dear God. We just thank you for everything that you've done and what you're going to do and the honor and the privilege to come before you in prayer. And Lord, I want to thank you for allowing me to see my brother Reggie, dear Heavenly Father. And thank you, Lord, for he hadn't had a prayer request, that didn't give one, but remember him in his house and his family members. Thank you for traveling mercy and grace that you restored upon him. And not only him, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you remember the Belchers and Sister Maria and Brother DeAndre and Brother Tony, dear Heavenly Father, and Liam and Tatum, dear Heavenly Father, just thank you for the family, the church family, and the children. Amen. Hadn't seen all the children, dear Heavenly Father, but sometimes it's parents' fault celebrating and shooting a gun rather than being in the house of the Lord, praising you and giving you thanks, dear Heavenly Father. It's not about shooting a gun, dear Heavenly Father, but it's the worship service in the inner man, in the heart, dear Heavenly Father. So we pray for all of those, dear Heavenly Father. Some did not make it to see the dawning of this day or a new year coming in, dear Heavenly Father. Because of that reason, we ask that you remember those souls, dear Heavenly Father, and all those who are on the radio land, dear Heavenly Father, that do not know the importance of their sins. Lord, this prayer may reach them in your spirit for understanding the importance of knowing you through this great love that you have for each and every one of us, dear Heavenly Father, and to be anchored into this salvation. I ask that you remember Sister Beverly Carroll, her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done for her and to see her in the house of the Lord again this day. I ask that you remember her brother Frank, dear Heavenly Father, and she always prayed for them, dear Heavenly Father, and the McGrell family, and praying for all those, dear Heavenly Father, not just here, but our neighbors far and near, dear God, that the water lines or other things that happened to them during this 3 or 4 days of the storm that came through, and family members, dear Heavenly Father, that lost their lives. We pray for them, dear Heavenly Father, their loved ones. Just knowing, dear Heavenly Father, it pays to be ready. So we ask that you remember those family members. Ask that you remember Brother Byron. It's still good seeing him here today, and he was able to go with his companion, dear Heavenly Father, and meet with his children, Jacob and Madeline, dear God, and ask that you continue blessings upon them. And again, thank you for having him back. Ask that you remember Sister Regina, dear Heavenly Father, and I don't know if she gave a prayer request or not, but remember her and building complex that she's living in, dear Heavenly Father, and family members, dear God, in her walk with thee. Ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Melita, working in the radio room, dear Heavenly Father. Good seeing her here this morning. I don't know if Brother Pierre Johnson Jr. is here or not, but it's good seeing, if he is, dear Heavenly Father, it's good seeing him. And thank you for letting him be here in the house of the Lord and remember his family, remembers his companion and also his daughter, dear God. Remember them. And then, Father, I ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Lillian, seeing her come in, dear Heavenly Father, and good seeing her in the house of the Lord, and give a prayer request, but remember her in body and in spirit and the things that she's going through and how she's witnessing for you, dear Heavenly Father, her neighborhood. Remember those who hear her, dear Heavenly Father, and some that come, dear Heavenly Father, and ask that you remember Brother James Allen. Good seeing him here today, dear Heavenly Father, and continue to strengthen him and to keep coming to hear the word and strengthen, dear Heavenly Father, and study and show himself approved, dear God. And I just thank you in advance for the blessing that he's going to receive, dear Heavenly Father, from being saved and doing your will and drawing closer to you each and every day. So I continue to pray for him, lay down my bread and water, dear God. As that you remember Brother Maurice, dear Heavenly Father, he gave a testimony about his mother and being 90 years of age. That's a wonderful year, dear Heavenly Father, to serve thee, dear Heavenly Father, and to know thee, dear God. Remember her and his prayer request for his mom and his siblings. He prays for them often, dear God, and not only them, but continue to bless him in his walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. He gets strengthened each and every day that we gather together, and this is brother, dear Heavenly Father, will always give you the praise and glory that you so rightfully do. Remember him. And Lord, I ask that you remember Sister Marietta Smith, her prayer request that she gave about helping, dear Heavenly Father, those who are less fortunate than we are, that needs 24/7 care. And thank you, Lord, for giving her this gift of how to take care of these people, dear Heavenly Father, can't take care of herself. And finding out that she has COVID, I think her name was Mrs. Gray, I'm not sure, but remember her, and we ask that you put a shield of protection around Sister Marietta, that she won't come down and be exposed to these things, dear Heavenly Father, and teach her how to take care of herself. Thank you again for watching over her, and remember all the widows, dear Heavenly Father, and the widowers, and the widows indeed, dear God, and the elders and seniors. We ask that you remember the homeless and the poor, dear Heavenly Father. Continue all our neighbors far and near, dear Heavenly Father. Part of our this great love that you have for mankind. And Lord, we are to help in every kind of way that we can. You gave us this commission to do. Ask that you remember dear Sister Vivian Holmes, dear Heavenly Father, and her prayer request, dear Heavenly Father, the door of her heart will always be open to receive the word and the gospel for that spiritual strength. Not only her that she needs, but we all need it, dear Heavenly Father, and watch over through the midnight hours, dear Heavenly, and rising up of the day, dear God. Remember this dear special spiritual vessel that you have set in our midst. Her age of, I believe she's 95 or 96, and remember this sister, dear God, and remember her family members that take care of her. And the fifth commandment, Lord, honor thy father and thy mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. And Lord, we thank you, dear Heavenly Father. They are obedient, dear Heavenly Father. They all have a part in taking care of her. That gives her a chance to see her family members each and every single day, dear God, and the things that they do for her. And we just thank you for Sister Holmes, dear Heavenly Father. I ask that you remember the man's family, dear Heavenly Father, and their bereavement, dear Heavenly Father, or lost loved ones. And not only them, dear God, but all those, our neighbors and far and near, dear Heavenly Father, and various places, dear God. Holidays bring back special memories of those who have went on before us, and Lord, just the gathering and the Christmases, the Thanksgiving and this new year, but it's Nothing like being in the family and the household of the Lord, dear
Amen.
God. So we ask that you remember, dear Heavenly Father, Sister Patricia Blake. Thank you how you have blessed her and just strengthened her voice, dear Heavenly Father, and that you've given her to be standing still in her place. It's almost so that she never missed a moment, dear Heavenly Father. And I ask that you continue to strengthen her, dear God, and give her the grace that she needs to be an overcomer and the strength that is provided in this salvation for suffering for you, Lord. And the word that we just stand your hand in front of us, you tell us that we all going to go through these things, whether you're saved or not. But I tell you, as a person of experience, it's better to know the Lord God in your heart, dear Heavenly Father. To those who have not surrendered, I just say to you, why are you waiting? This is a beautiful, beautiful salvation. You get strengthened each and every day. And I ask and I thank you, Lord, for Sister Millicent and her prayer request that you would continue to just bless her, dear Heavenly Father, the things that she's due, dear God, and the love she has for you and also for the saints, dear Heavenly Father. And remember her in a special way, dear Heavenly Father, her walk with thee, dear Heavenly Father. As that you remember Sister Renee and her prayer request. There was many that she spoke of, dear God, but you know all on her heart and on her mind, stripping her in the word, dear Heavenly Father. Thank you for this vessel, dear Heavenly Father, that wants to win souls for you and is winning souls for you and is doing what you want to her to do, Lord. Remember her and her family members, dear God, and her companion, Brother Tony, dear God. And I ask that you remember Sister Lauren Sheen, dear Heavenly Father. No word, is she still downstairs or upstairs? Or remember her and her prayer requests for you and what you have done for her, dear God. Remember all my church families, dear Heavenly Father. And I want to thank you personally, Lord, for answering prayers for my son, William. He called me and he spent the day with me yesterday and watching the game, although he was disappointed. And, but I just thank you for allowing him to be there, dear God. And I ask that you would remember him, dear Heavenly Father, his walk with thee, and that one day he may give his heart to you, dear God. And this is something that he's going to have to experience. And I realize the only thing I can do is pray and set an example for all of my children, dear God, and William, Angela, and Tina, and Jada, dear God, and all of my grandchildren. I can't put this salvation inside their heart. Only you can do that. And you are not going to give it to them until they're good and ready. And Lord, I thank you that their heart may be right, dear Heavenly Father. This is something you can't buy. This is something you can't fake. This is something only you and through your great unconditional love. And that's what salvation is all about. That the love that you have for the world, dear God, that they will only understand it instead of making a New Year's resolution that you can't keep, not even probably a day, dear God. Satan has his way, but my Lord, you know the heart. And thank you again for each and every one of us here. Remember Officer Wesley and Officer Todd and all of my family members, especially my church family, dear Heavenly Father. And you always, Paul said in his writing, especially those of the household of faith. And I thank you again, Father. Can't thank you enough for what you're doing for us. In Christ's name I pray. Bless the furtherance of this service.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Praise your name. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Amen.
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 Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Glad to see you, Brother Tony. Your name was mentioned in a prayer request. We were praying for you. Kiba, your name was mentioned in a prayer request. We're praying for you also. Amen. Thank the Lord. It's something when you're praying for someone, your eyes are closed, and you open your eyes, and there they are. God answers prayer, doesn't he? Well, on this January 1st of 2023, I'm before you to lift the morning offering. Thank God for the spirit of prayer. This being the first Sunday of the month, a special offering today is for benevolence. And as we file by, we may place that offering in the center plate, and our tithes and other offerings we may place on either side. And we'll look to the Lord in prayer. Dear God, our Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you, dear God, with thanksgiving in our hearts, Lord. Lord, in our minds, and just, Lord, with every part of our being, Lord, we just thank you.
Amen.
Truly, Lord, you have been so good to each and every one of us, dear God.
Thank you, Lord.
And so, Lord, we don't complain, dear God. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, because we know, dear Father, that you're able, Lord, to supply our needs, and you do supply our needs. And so, Lord, as we come, dear God, as Lord, we come willingly, we come cheerfully, dear God, Lord, to bring our tithes and offerings into your storehouse. Truly, Lord, we don't find it, Lord, to be grievous, dear Father, but, Lord, we find it a joy to obey your word, Lord, and bringing, Lord, in those things, dear God, with which you have blessed us. And so we pray, dear God, that you would receive these tithes and offerings so that you would use them all to your glory and honor. We pray, Lord, that you would give us wisdom, dear God, and make us good stewards, dear Father, Lord, over those things that you have provided for us, dear God. Lord, not only, dear Father, for our tithes and offerings that we bring into your storehouse, but, Lord, even, Lord, in our own homes, dear God, those things that you provide for us, help us, Lord, to be good stewards, dear Father, realizing, Lord, that everything that we have, dear God, you have provided. And so, Lord, we just, again, give you glory, dear God, for your goodness to us. We pray, dear God, that you would bless each gift and giver, Lord, and if there be any, dear God, who are not able to give, Lord, you're able, Lord, even to provide for that situation. And so we pray, dear God, that you would help us, Lord, to be ever thankful and to keep looking up, dear Father, from which cometh all of our help, because all of our help comes from thee. We pray, Lord, that you would multiply, dear God, these tithes and offerings as only you can, as you have in past times, Lord, and as, Lord, we know that you can and will do, Lord, according to your will. Have your way, Lord, in our hearts and minds and lives, and truly, Lord, we're going to give you the glory and praise for it all. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
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 I turn from the world and its follies, forever forsaking all sin. I've given myself unto Jesus to ever and only serve him. I'll put my whole heart in his service and do all he asketh of me. I need to be holy and blameless, a Christian indeed will I be. I will not be languid or careless, or formal, or cold, or untrue, but striving with earnest endeavor, the will of my Lord I will do. I'll put my whole heart in his service and do all he asketh of me. I need to live holy and blameless. A Christian indeed will I be. Since Jesus gave all to redeem me,
God, our Heavenly Father, as we come before Thee in faith and in prayer, we ask that Thou would look down with favor even this moment and this hour. We ask Your blessings to be upon our dear sister as she has faithfully come before Thee and has asked to be anointed for her eyes. We ask that Thou would bless in a mighty way. We realize You've already touched her and healed her from the sickness that she had and brought her away from that. That she's able to be in our midst this day and able to fellowship one with another. Now we ask Your blessings to be upon her eyes, that You would touch her eyes and allow her to be able to sit in comfort and hear Your word and be able to listen to Your word and receive what You have given the ministry today to bless Your people and speak to Your people. So we ask this blessing upon our dear sister this day. We ask that Thou would increase her faith, that she would believe that You are going to and have already heard and are going to, according to her faith, touch her eyes and allow her to be able to sit in comfort this day. Yes. Truly thankful to be in the house of God, and we ask that Thou would bless in a mighty way, allow Your Spirit to guide and direct into all truth and understanding this day. And even healing, where healing is necessary, even now, we ask that blessing. The blessing to be upon Minister Jesus as well. As she said, she rose up, was feeling well when she laid down and rose up this morning and burst a little scratchy. So we ask that Thou would bless and strengthen her and allow her to be able to dip down in the well of salvation, yes, the well of life, and be able to draw out the things that Thou hast given her to share with Your people this morning. Have Thine own divine way in the house of God and allow our faith stand up and receive from Thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Only believe. Only believe. Christ has said, only believe. And all things are possible. Now have Thine own divine way. Rebuke the enemy of our soul, to rebuke the enemy that would try to steal,
yes,
and destroy.
Yes.
For Christ's sake is our prayer.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God, I'm being single.
Amen.
Praise God, I'm being single.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
God's
able.
Amen.
God's able.
Just like that. Just as suddenly as it jumped with double vision, so I walked out, I was seeing double everything. Just as suddenly, it's single. Praise God. Thank God. Amen.
Give him the glory.
Sunday school lesson said, ye shall receive power. That's power.
Amen.
That's the power by the Spirit of God.
Amen.
I thank God for the prayer.
Amen.
I thank God
Amen.
For his instruction and anointing.
Amen.
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 I thank God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to give him the glory now.
Amen.
I could have waited up to know I want to give him the praise now.
Amen.
Amen. Because he's touched me, I'm going to be able to see my Bible. I'm going to be able to read words and follow
praise
along
God.
With the message. I thank God.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for
he's
our
Abel.
Yes.
He's
and he'll never disappoint your soul.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Yes, he did. Yes.
Praise God.
Oh, the joy that floods my soul.
Praise his name.
Something happened, and now I know it touched me.
Praise God.
And made me whole.
Leave his word.
Praise our God.
Amen.
And since I met this
blessed
Savior,
praise God.
I met this man. Thursday
yes.
Praise God. I shall never cease to praise him.
My.
I'll shout it while eternity.
Praise God. Yes.
He touched me. Oh, he touched me. And oh, the joy that floods my soul. Something happened.
Praise God.
And now.
If there's anyone who said they've not seen a miracle, well, there was one that happened this morning.
Amen.
Because when I, Brother Levester finished praying, I was down on my knees. I stood up and immediately it's like a switch was flipped and my double vision.
Lord bless.
And there were two of everything.
Oh, my.
People clocked everything. So even when I walked down to put my offering in, I thank God for allowing me not to fall.
Amen.
But I thank God for touching me.
Amen.
I thank God for the prayers of saints.
Amen.
For not only those who spoke, not only Brother Byron who spoke the prayer, but everyone was agreed in prayer.
Amen.
For me.
Amen.
I thank you. I
Amen.
Thank you. I thank you. I thank God.
God's able. Yes, he is.
Thank God, because Brother Byron in his prayer, he prayed for speaker.
Amen.
So at this time we will present Pastor Renee Jenkins.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Good afternoon. Giving God the glory and honor. Let me dispatch in someone right now, Saintsy. Just hang in there a little bit. They want to be in the service. We want to get all in that will want to be in the service. Amen. We truly thank God for allowing us another privilege and opportunity to be in the house of the Lord one more time, a new year. You know, we don't have to make no New Year's resolution to say, you know, in 2023, I'm going to serve the Lord, because we're going to just continue serving the Lord. Amen. We left 2022 serving him. So now we're going to continue on to serve him. Amen, Sister Kiba?
Amen.
I don't have to get up and say, this is my New Year's resolution this year that I'm going to serve. No. Oh, we're going right on for the Lord.
Amen.
In that song that says, I mean to go right on. Oh, we're not going to stop serving him because it's a new year. Amen.
Amen.
But we're going to continue right on serving the Lord. We may need to do a little some different things. He may be showing us some things that he wants us to do.
Yeah, that's right.
But truly, we thank the Lord for blessing us to see this another year. We don't take it lightly. I know Sister Blake was saying downstairs to Sister Millicent, and he was saying, you know, February is coming, and we know in February what happens in that month. Sister, you really going through? And I thought, yeah. I hit those 60s, and it looks like they're trying to, yeah, I'm going through them, amen? That's all right. I have others in front of me, amen? I have others in front of me. Thank the Lord. Thank you for your prayers for me. Thank you for your prayers this morning. Thank Brother Irene for his prayer. As I said, I lay down last night, and I woke this morning, and my throat was scratchy, but it was fine. All yesterday, I was talking. I had no problems with that, and then I woke up this morning, but that's all right. Thank God he woke me up this morning. Amen?
Amen.
Good night. And Happy New Year's to every one of us. Thank God. We want to thank him for our past Wednesday night, our last Wednesday night in 2022, how we ended it with talking about inside experience, not outside form, from the Sunday school lesson. The Holy Spirit blessed our dear brother, Levester, to do a phenomenal job in facilitating. You know, God always has rams in the bush, saints of God. I think back to a couple Wednesday nights ago when Sister Blake was not feeling well, and Brother Byrene is doing the work. You know, as he does on Wednesday night, we thank God for what a mighty work he does on Wednesday night. And then she turned over and she said, well, Sister, for Sister Millicent to close out, and Sister, the Lord, Spirit of the Lord came down on Sister Millicent.
Amen.
And, oh, Sister prayed, and Sister handled service. I said, well, thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord. That's how we have to be, saints of God, ready.
Amen.
Not getting, but ready. These are testimonies of what God is doing, as Brother Maurice was sharing with us earlier. You know, how God is working in the congregation, and God is shoring us up, saints of God, making sure that we're ready to go when Jesus calls us home.
Amen.
We don't know the day nor the hour, but we thank God that he has readied us, and thank God for all that he has done for us as we strive to enter in by staying in the word of God. Praise our God. In our hearing this morning, we read Ephesians, the fourth chapter, 17 through 24. I trust you have your Bibles with you and a writing instrument to write down the scriptures as we get going. We thank God for those who are listening on the phone. We thank God for those who are listening via the internet. And thank God for those who have come out this morning or this afternoon now in the house of the Lord. We've been praying for Brother Robert. We thought you were flying, brother, but that's all right. We've been praying and lifting you up to the Lord. So whenever you do fly, you're ready to go. Amen? Because the Lord has already heard and answered the prayer. But we thank God for his word. We would like to go back to Ephesians, the fourth chapter, to get the subject. It is a continuation. Last Lord's Day, we were not able to meet in the house of the Lord due to the weather. But we thank God we were still able to meet on the phone. And thank God that he blessed us. We didn't hear the continuation of this message from the Sunday before, but God blessed us, as Sister said, with a message from 2017. And it was a message that was right on time, and we thank the Lord for it. Amen. Amen. Look at verse 24 of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Lord bless.
Amen.
And that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. As the Lord grants me liberty this afternoon, I would like to continue sharing some thoughts with you on the subject, a high calling in Christ Jesus. As the commentary said in our Sunday school lesson from last Lord's Day, that the new birth is a necessary work that is done in those of us who profess to be saved, that Christ must live in us. You see, in order for us to possess a high calling in Christ Jesus, a change has to take place in our life. In our scripture reading, we read in verse 22 that you put off concerning the former conversation, the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put in on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, as believers, we have received a change of life that has resulted in a change in the way that you and I walk. We are called upon to put off once and for all the ways of the old man who was just growing worse and worse day by day. And we now are called upon to put on once and for all the new man who have been created in righteousness and true holiness. Praise our God.
Amen.
You see, when we came to faith in Jesus, we learned a new way of life. You know, back in verse 19 and verse 20, it says, who being past feeling, having given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. He said, but ye have not so learned Christ. We're living in a time where people have not learned how to walk for Almighty God. People have not learned how to live this way of life. People are still trying to find out for some reason, how come I have to change from that old man to a new man in Christ Jesus when God has told us in the Word of God what we need to do in order for us to be righteous and holy in the sight of Almighty God. You see, that old life that you and I used to live when we were out there in the world, that life was corrupt. That life was not a life of Almighty God. Look at what Paul says in Ephesians, the second chapter. Turn with me there for a moment. He said, in you has he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sin. You see, when we were in that old life, we were dead in trespasses and sin. We had so many things that were going on in our lives. Oh, saints of God, he said, where in time past you walked according to the course of this world. You see, when we were out there and living in this old life, we walked according to what the world was doing. We didn't care about the things of Almighty God. Oh, you know, you hear people sometimes that will say, well, you know, Sister Renee, you know, I lived a moral life. I was a good person. When you were, well, you can't good your way into the kingdom of God. It comes by coming the way Jesus Christ has told us to come to Almighty God. You cannot look around and say, well, you know, I came to church every now and then. I gave some money to the house of God. I fed the poor while they were on the street. I even in the grocery store, when I was standing there, there was someone in line, and I told them I would pay for their groceries. That is not according to the gospel. That was what will get you into the kingdom of God. He said, all thy good is as filthy rags in the eyes of Almighty God. But you got to come the way that Jesus Christ has told us to come. You've got to come the way of repentance, believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. As he said to Nicodemus, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. But when we come to God, we came to faith in Jesus. We learned a new way of living.
We have experienced a change of heart that resulted in a profound change of our mind. We no longer walked in the rags of our sins. We have put off the old man, and we put on the new man who is made in the likeness of God. This new holy man was born in us when we were saved, saints of God, giving us the ability to live lives that are pleasing to Almighty God. You see, when God saved us, he made us a new creature in Christ Jesus. And as new creatures, we love the Lord. We love the things of Almighty God. Our desire now that we are saved is to press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It is to serve the Lord. We have been empowered to walk in the will of Almighty God to the glory of God. You see, our responsibility now that we are saved is to let our new man shine. Jesus said in Matthew, the 6th chapter, these words. Turn with me there for a moment. He tells us what we need to do now that we are saved. He tells us to let your light so shine. I'm reading there in Matthew, excuse me, the 5th chapter. And I'm going to start there with the 14th verse. He says, you are the light of the world, a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hid. He said, neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but put on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Then he went on to say, let your light so shine. Now that you and I are saved, we are to let our light shine. He said, before men, that they may see your good work and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Praise our God. That's our responsibility as a new man in Christ Jesus. Amen. And as a new man, God has put new desires in us that makes us want to live differently than what we used to live. How many know what I'm talking about? Oh, Brother Maurice brought it to us on Wednesday night. What the Lord told the prophet Ezekiel, we've read it many times before in Ezekiel 36, what he would give unto us. You see, we have to have that new spirit that he said he would give us. We have to have a new heart within us in order to be able to walk this way. We can't have that old heart that you and I used to have when we lived in sin. You see, when we lived out in sin, we had a hardened heart. We had a hardened heart to the things of Almighty God. But now that we're children of God, we have a new heart. Look at what he said in Ezekiel 36. Just go there for a moment. Brother broke it down for us on Wednesday night. He broke it down. He said there in verse 26, he said, a new heart also will I give you. Have you got that new heart with you this afternoon? He said, and a new spirit will I put within you. See, this is what happens when you now have a high calling in Christ Jesus. Amen. He went on to say there, I put within you. He said, I will take away the stony heart. God will take away that old heart, that hardened heart. That heart will walk around and look at someone and say, I hate that individual. I don't like that individual. That hard heart that would do evil to someone else. You see, saints of God, those are the kind of hearts that you and I used to have. But now he has put within us a new heart. He said, and he would give us a new spirit. And I will put within you, and I will take away the stony heart, and out of your flesh I will give you an heart of flesh. Praise God for the new heart that God has given us. Oh, but he didn't stop there, saints of God. He said, I will put my spirit within you. You see, when you have the spirit of God within you, you're going to live right. You can't live any other way. Why? Because he tells us right there, and cause you to walk in my statutes. You see, the only time you're not going to live right is when you try to override what the Spirit of the Lord says to you. If the Spirit of the Lord says, don't go that place no more. Don't go there and try to override it. Well, I need to go back in there and let them see, no, if the Spirit said, don't go back, you don't go back. When the Spirit of the Lord takes away from you drinking and smoking and cigarettes and drugs or whatever it may be that you were doing out there, don't go back out there and say, well, you know, I'm hanging around my friends today or I'm with my little homies, and so I'm going to go ahead. No, the Spirit of the Lord will cause you to walk in his statutes, and you shall keep God's judgment and do what God has said for us to do in the Word of God. Have you found that to be so?
Praise our God. You see, as we mature as believers, we ought to look different. We ought to act different. We ought to walk different. We ought to talk differently.
Amen.
We ought to think different than what we did before. Oh, I thank God I think different than what I used to think. Oh, I don't think this way I used to think when I was of the old Renee, that old man. But I'm a new woman in Christ Jesus, and my thought is on Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. On Sunday, December 18th, we left off by saying that as partakers of his holy calling, that we should be doing our best to become who God has created us to be in a close relationship with him. You see, saints of God, no matter where we are in our walk with Christ, we can always desire to have a closer walk with him. As we yield our lives to Christ Jesus, you and I will find ourselves drawing nigh to the things of God and less to the things of this soul world. You see, God's high calling is always about spiritual things. It's not about all these earthly and worldly things that are going on. It's more than us just saying Jesus' name in some type of a repetitious manner. You see, our high calling is as a believer is to get to know Jesus better. How many have found that to be so? To draw closer to him, as Brother Levester said to us on Wednesday night, through his word. You see, when we seek to know Jesus better, then we will go to the word of God. Knowing him better is not by dreams. It doesn't come to us by vision. Oh, that's what many want you to believe that are in the world today. And that's what many are thinking it is. But Jesus is the living word. We are told in John, the first chapter in verse 1, it says to us, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God. Do we believe the word of God? Praise our God. He said, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Then we jump down to verse 14, and it says, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. And saints of God, we know that the word of God is Jesus Christ. Turn with me to 1 John, the 5th chapter. And look at what it says there. In verse 7, it says, for there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, which is Jesus Christ. You notice the capitalization, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three agree in one. Praise God. He went on to say, if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Praise God. You know, sometimes, saints of God, we'll say what the meteorologist will say. We'll run around and say this was on CNN last night. We'll say this was on MSNBC, whatever we watch. But look at what the word of God says. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. Do we believe that this afternoon? But this is the witness of God, which he has testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God has the witness in himself. Amen. Oh, saints of God, look what we got inside. Oh, we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, so we have the witness in ourselves, meaning that we can witness to other people. We can tell them what God has done for us. Have you told someone lately what the Lord has done for you? Have you let someone know that God is able to save them and God is able to keep them? Because God has saved you and God has kept you down through the many years that you've been saved. That's what the witness of God in us is. Praise our God. He went on to say, he that believeth not, God has made him a liar. Oh, when you turn around and you say, God, save me, but I can't live a life free from sin, you make God a liar. Because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Praise our God. You see, it's something when we say we're saved. Something when you say you're living for Almighty God.
Amen.
something when you say you're living according to the word of God. Because you have a witness within you of what God is able to do. But then when you turn around and go out into the world and you don't show the world how good God is and how God is able to keep you, how God is able to bring you through when things are going on all around you, how God was able to deliver you from an old man and put you as a new creature in Christ Jesus, the Bible is letting you know that you have lied on Almighty God. Oh, there's another scripture that said it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. Let us not lie on God with our lives. Let us live holy. Let us live righteously. Now that we have a high calling, let us live according to that high calling in Christ Jesus. Praise our God. You see, Jesus is the only way to access the living word, which is written, the written word of Almighty God that's been revealed unto you and I. May we allow the word of God to be a lamp to our guide, to our feet. As the psalmist said in the 119th division of Psalms, and a light unto our pathway, saints. Oh, saints of God, now that we're saved, our desires now must change from satisfying the old man and this old flesh to living as a new man in Christ Jesus. That is our high calling in Christ Jesus. Jesus said these words in Mark 8:34. This is what he told us. He said, whosoever will come after me, he said, let him deny himself and take up his cross. Oh, my, my, my. See, this is the problem today. Many don't want to deny themselves. But Jesus said we have to deny ourselves and take up his cross. He said, and follow me. You see, if you're going to press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of Christ Jesus, you got to get self out of the way. Jesus in this verse let the disciples back then, and you and I know today that our salvation is not just some feel-good religion. It's not just some feel-good religion. Oh, praise our God. That is what's trying to be passed off today in Christianity. In the religious world, this is what it's being passed off as. Many have the belief that they can have Jesus and the world too, but he's already told us in the word of God, you can't serve God and mammon. Many believe they can claim to be followers of Christ while they live their lives as they please. Jesus lets us know in no uncertain terms that such notions are utterly false. If a person is going to be a follower of Jesus Christ, there is a very high price that we have to pay for our discipleship. Oh, saints of God, I believe it is a serious thing when folks make a profession and they say that they are saved. They say that they've been baptized in the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. They come around, they fellowship around the saints of God. They join the warmth of all the saints of God prayers and the various things that are going on, warming their hand at the fire that the saints of God are sending up to Almighty God for them. They come in and prayer and worship. Then they go away and the saints of God never hear from them again. You see, in this passage of scripture, Jesus lets us know who those who claim to be a disciple of his. We have four requirements that we have to meet in this life. Jesus said there, he said, come after me. You see, being born again, repenting of our sins, and believing on the Lord Jesus Christ is far more than praying a sinner's prayer at an altar. Excuse me. Lord bless. A lot of people come to an altar and they'll pray a prayer and profess to know Jesus Christ. Yet they'll walk away and never return. Never continue on serving Almighty God. You don't hear nothing from them for long periods of time. You don't know whether they're still saved or not. Oh, but true salvation is about a deep commitment. It's about leaving that old sinful life behind to follow Jesus into a new and very different lifestyle. Praise our God. being born again. It's about being a new creature in Christ Jesus. It's about putting on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. You see, you can pray the sinner's prayer all day long and all night long and not get saved. You can walk the Roman road. You can take a journey through John or go through any other method that people are saying brings salvation and yet not be saved.
Amen.
The fact is, you only get saved when God, through the Holy Spirit, convicts you of your sin and draws you to himself. Jesus said in John 6:44, he said, no man can come to me, he said, except the Father, which has sent him, me, draw him. Oh, see, so you just can't come to God when you get good and ready.
Amen.
Oh, that's what the world has many believing. I've heard folks say, you know, if I get into an accident, I'll just call on God. Most time you hear people that get in that, they're not calling on God. God is the furthest thing from their mind. And remember, we serve an omnipotent God, an omniscient God. We serve a God that's omnipresent. So God knows exactly what you're thinking before you even thought it. God knows what you're thinking that you're going to do before you even do it. You see, God's already in tomorrow. We just now got here today. God was already here.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
Praise our God. That's the God we serve. Thank God we serve an almighty God. Oh, when he draws us and we respond to him by faith, then salvation takes place. We're told in Ephesians, the 2nd chapter, verse 8, for by grace are you saved through faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should. But we have nothing to boast about, saints. It's by God's grace that you and I are able to say faith in Jesus Christ. You see, saints of God, saving faith is more than just merely saying, I believe. The Bible tells us in James, the 2nd chapter, verse 19, these words. It says, thou believest. My. Thou believest that there is one God. Thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble.
Yes.
Sister used this scripture downstairs. She didn't know it was in the message, but I shared with her that it was. And when she was using it, she said, even the devils knew how to tremble. We're living in a time right now that people are not ashamed of anything before God. I know the scripture over in Romans said there's no fear of God before their eyes. People will say and do anything and say, well, you know, God told me to do this. And I'm a child of God and living like the devil and knowing that is not right, but they'll say it. Even like sister said downstairs, the devils know how to tremble. But mankind has gotten so bold and brazen that mankind doesn't fear God as we ought to fear it. You see, what James is saying to us is that the demons believe a great deal about Almighty God. They believe he is holy. They believe our God is just. They believe our God is merciful and sovereign. They believe he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. They believe Jesus rose from the dead on the third day. They believe that Jesus ascended to the Father's right hand and has taken his seat. The demons believe in a great many true things, but they're not saved.
Amen.
Please hear what the Holy Spirit of God is saying. Yes.
Amen.
Yes, belief is part of what it is to have faith in Almighty God. Look at what the Apostle Paul said in Romans, the 10th chapter. He said these words in verse 9. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart. See, here's belief. Belief is important in our walk with Almighty God. He said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. You see, saving faith includes a deep, passionate belief in our hearts, saints, that Jesus is Lord. And that he died and rose again. A saving faith cannot be less than that. It must also include trust. Must also be obedient to the things of God.
You see, it's one thing to believe something, and it's another thing to trust and obey in that something for your own life and salvation. People say, I believe in God, but then they won't serve him. I believe in Jesus, but they won't do what the word of God says. Oh, that's why Jesus said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I command you to do? You see, if you're going to call him Lord, Lord, then why aren't we doing what Jesus has said for us to do? Why do we try to make excuses when it comes to how we have to live our lives? We're living in that time right now. People are making excuses for how that we have to live our lives. Oh, I don't find it hard to live for the Lord. Why? Because my Bible tells me the way of a transgressor is hard. Oh, this way of serving the Lord, you might go through some things. You may say, well, Sister Renee, it's not all that easy. Oh, when you serve God, yes, you're going to go through. Jesus told us, if you live godly, you shall suffer persecution. He told us that in this world that we will be persecuted. He said, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. When you serve Jesus, yes, man is not going to like you. Man is not going to want to invite you to their coming. We have read that scripture over many times, saints of God. There are those who don't like us because we are saved. There are those who don't like us because we live for Almighty God. And you know the reason why? Because our new life in Christ Jesus condemns the lifestyle that they are in right now. And people look down at you. They may say, well, you think you're holier than thou, and you haven't said a word. That's someone that's condemned by the way you are living your life for Jesus Christ. But keep on living for the Lord. Don't change because man says things. Continue to run on for Almighty God. Oh, praise our God. Look at what Paul says there in Romans, the 4th chapter. You see, when we believe something, we got to step out in faith and trust Almighty God. Paul says these words in Romans 4, verse 4. He said, now to him that worketh is the reward, not reckon of grace, but of debt. He said, but to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, believeth on, speaking of Jesus Christ, his faith is counted, meaning it's considered for righteousness. Praise our God. You see what Paul is saying, that saving faith is not trusting in one's own work, but that we trust in Christ Jesus who justifies the ungodly. You see, our faith in God is more than us merely saying to folk, I give to the poor, I pay my tithe, I go to church, I do this or I do that in the name of Jesus. No, our saving faith is that I believe, as the Apostle Paul said these words in 1 Corinthians, the 15th chapter. Look at what he says there, starting with verse 3. He said, for I delivered unto you first all that which I also received, how that Christ Jesus died for our sins according to the scripture. Do we believe that, saint? And that he was buried, and that he rose again the 3rd day according to the scripture. Listen to how Paul put it. Paul kept it there in the scriptures. He went on to say there, he said, and that he was seen of Cleopas, then of the 12. After that, he was seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remained unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. Oh, Paul kept it right there in the word. He said, after that, he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. Now you think about it, saints of God. Paul wasn't back there and there at that time, but the Holy Spirit of God revealed this to Paul, and Paul was able to tell the Corinthian believers about Jesus Christ. He went on to say there in verse 8, and last of all, he was seen of me. Praise our God. He said, also, as one born out of due time. Oh, saints of God, I thank God. He was revealed. He was seen of me, too. What about you? Praise our God. As one born out of due time. See, we didn't walk the shores of Galilee with Jesus. We went there with all them back then. But, oh, we still believe. Why?
because according to the scriptures, we have been told about Jesus Christ, and our faith looks up to Almighty God. We trust God that what God has said in his word is true. Do we believe that, saints of God? Are we living according to the word of God? You see, the word of God tells us, he said in Hebrews, the 11th chapter, he said in that first verse, he said, for faith. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Praise our God. Then when you go down to verse 6, and I ask you to read the rest of the scripture in your leisure, he said, but without faith, it's what? Impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that what? Diligently seek him. Have you diligently sought out God? Praise our God. Then believe him. Oh, saints, I believe that some people today are in a dangerous place right now. People are dying without knowing Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. I was listening to the news on yesterday, and I am kind of a news buff. I like to listen to the news, and I was hearing about all those who had died. I was hearing about, they were talking about Pope that died. Then they were talking about Barbara Walters, and someone else over here died, and a young person over here that for this died, and I said, Lord, have mercy. Look at all these people going into eternity. Many of them didn't even get to see the new year coming. Many didn't even see the old year go out. But they died. And I thought to myself, people are dying. I don't know, excuse me, if they knew Jesus or not. But I'm just saying, many today are dying without knowing him. Don't think that everybody that says RIP on their grave is resting in peace with Jesus. See, the only way you can have peace in Jesus is by knowing him. Knowing him, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Praise our God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So you can't have peace if you don't know Jesus. You can't die in peace if you did not know Jesus. This is not speaking at anybody and saying somebody, that this is just letting you know what thus saith the Lord. Praise our God. And mainly it's because the ministry has adopted the notion to not preach the word of God. Many people are perishing because they do not understand what the gospel message is all about. They've been carried about with every wind of doctrine. And they've fallen into with these false teachers and false preachers and false ministers and televangelists. You know, when people ask you about who you are and what the church of God is, you go to the word of God. We should be able to go to the Bible and tell them what the church of God is all about. This is the church that Jesus said he would build. He said, upon this rock, I'll build my church. He said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I don't have to go Google it. I don't have to go out on the internet. But all I have to go to is what thus saith the Lord to find out the church of Jesus Christ. Praise our God. And stand on the truth of God's eternal word. People today are going into churches, and all they're being taught about is get rich. You may say, Sister Renee, how do you know? I said, because I know a lot of people are sharing these things with me. Talking about how you save money, how you do investment and buy these bitcoins and all these various things. You see, the gospel does not teach us how-tos, but it tells us that everything we need is in Jesus Christ. You're going to church which does not preach and teach the Bible gospel. You do not have to be a part of that perversion. Walk out. You got to come out of there. Jesus said in the word of God, come out of there. You see, ignorance is not an excuse for you to be able to say in the end, oh God, I didn't know. No, because the word of God is here for each and every one of us. Everywhere you go, there's a Bible. If you go to a hotel room, there's a Bible inside of a drawer. If you go into Kroger's, there's a Bible. If you go into Giant Eagle, Walgreens, Walmart, wherever you may shop, Sam's Club, there are all kinds of Bibles all over the place. You drive up and down the street. Yeah, there are churches on almost every corner. But I say to you, get into the word of God and know what thus saith the Lord. You see, anything that does not point or reveal or lead to Jesus Christ, and anything that does not tell you that Jesus Christ is everything you need, it is not the gospel. Anything that does not tell you that Jesus Christ is the salvation and that you need the gospel of Jesus Christ and his salvation is what you need, it's not of Almighty God. Anything that does not tell you that Jesus Christ finished all the works on the cross and it is him that you need is not the gospel. Anything that does not lead and reveal salvation through Christ Jesus is not the gospel. Oh, yes, there are many churches today. They've adopted all kinds of messages on how to get money, get rich, how to stay healthy, how to be blessed, how to date, how to go out and stay in your marriage, how to stop addictions and all these things. And you may say, Sister Renee, these things are good. Yes, but this is not the gospel message. The gospel message is Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He lets us know, I am the resurrection. I am the Sabbath. I am the rest. I am the bread of life. You do not need how-tos from the world. Amen. What you need is Jesus Christ. He is everything that you need. I found that to be so in my walk with the Lord, saints of God. You see, the worldly knowledge, the worldly wisdom, and the twisted gospels that are going on right now are having folks living any old way, and they're not saved. Look at what we're told in Galatians, the first chapter, verse 9. It says, as we said before, so I say now again, if any man preach any gospel other than, preach any other gospel unto you than that ye receive, let him be accursed. And then look at what it says in 2 John, the 10th verse. It said, if there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine. Oh, saints of God, what a warning to you and I. Look at what he says. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine. Look, the Bible says, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. If they're not bringing the gospel of Jesus Christ, don't turn around and say, you be blessed in your work for the Lord. No, that's not working for Almighty God. Because there's only one gospel message. There's only one way to get in. And Jesus said, I am that way. He's the only way for you to be able to get in. We're told in Acts, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse, neither is there salvation in any other. There's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Praise our God. And it's all in Jesus. Oh, you see, this gospel of Jesus Christ is sacred. It's a sacred one. And you can only preach it if you've been called to preach the word of God. Turn with me to Jeremiah, the 23rd chapter. Praise our God. Thank you for your prayers. Continue to pray for my throat. Thank the Lord. Turn to Jeremiah 23. You see, this passage of scripture starts out. And look at what the prophet starts out with saying here. He starts out with these words. He said, woe be unto, and look at who he's speaking to, saints. Yes. He said, woe be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. My. Oh, this is a warning to me. This is a warning to ministers. This is a warning to anyone who says that they've been called by God to preach the word of God. He is letting us know. He said, woe, and that woe is a fearful thing for us. It's a grief. It's a sorrow. He said, be unto the pastors that destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people, ye have scattered my flock. People are doing this right now today and driven them away and have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doings, saith the Lord. Many are teaching all these messages of prosperity and all these things of get rich quick and various things, and they're not teaching the word of God. I ask you to read the rest of it in your leisure. I want you to jump over right now to verse 16 and look at what it says there. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts. He said, hearken not unto the words of the prophets that prophesy unto you. They make you vain.
They speak of vision of their own. Are we hearing about that today? Oh, we hear it many of today. Oh, I had a vision. I had a dream last night. Well, if you have a dream, you go on with your dream. I want to hear what the word of God says. He went on to say here, he said that prophesy unto you, they make you vain. They speak a vision of their own heart and not out of the mouth of the Lord. Is that happening today, saints? Look at how many people you talk to, and they're just so confused about the things of Almighty God. He went on to say, they say still unto them that despise me. The Lord has said, see, you'll hear people say this all the time. Oh, you know, God has said, if it doesn't come from the word of God, God has not said it. He went on to say, the Lord has said, ye shall have peace. And they say unto everyone that walketh after the imagination of his own heart, no evil shall come upon you. Oh, he said, for who has stood in the counsel of the Lord and has perceived and heard his word, who has marked his word and heard it. Oh, then he went on to say, he said, behold, a whirlwind of the Lord has gone forth in fury. You see, God is on his throne. God is hearing everything that is being said by ministry today to people. And it says, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury. Fury. Oh, the word of God is going to chasten you. The word of God is going to correct you when you are not doing according to what thus saith the Lord. Oh, my, my, my. He said, even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. He said, the anger of the Lord shall not return until he has executed, until he have performed the thoughts of the heart. In that latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. Oh, look at what he said. He said, I have not sent these prophets. Oh, do you believe that, saints of God? There are those out there God has not sent. God has not called them to preach the word of God. He said, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them. Yet they prophesy. Oh, my, my. That's why Paul was saying he didn't come to anyone with excellency of speech. He didn't come to anyone with enticing words of man's wisdom. But he came in what? Demonstration of the Spirit of Almighty God. You don't know if someone was of God if they come in demonstration of the Holy Spirit of God. He went on to say, but if they had stood in my counsel, and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way. See, that's what the word of God will do. That's why it is quick. It is powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Why? Because it will turn folks from their evil way and from the evil of their doing. The word of God will cut you coming and going. He said, I am a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off. Oh, our God is near to us, saints of God. Oh, he said, can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I feel heaven and earth, saith the Lord. You see, you can't go somewhere and hide and think that God doesn't see you. Oh, we used to sing that song. There's no hiding place down here. Amen. You can't hide from God. You know, as little children, we used to go hide in the closet from mom and dad. God saw us. We didn't know it, but God saw us. You can't hide from God. You can't get up here and say one thing. You walk in, you saying coming into the house of God, and I come in and say I'm saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, and then I'm living a life outside of here that's not right with God. God sees it. I can't hide it from God. I might be hide a little time from you, but I can't hide it from God. And saints of God, that's a dangerous thing for us to do anyway. Because guess what? We'll be like, if you need to read, go read Joshua 7. You see, saints of God, we are tied as brothers and sisters. We are knitted together in this body of Christ. And if there's sin in the camp, we're going to call someone not to have a blessing of something. Someone may be sick in the house of God and need us to pray. And if there's sin in the camp, God cannot overlook that. God cannot bless. Things happen. Read Joshua 7 if you don't know what I'm speaking about. He said in verse 25, have heard
what the prophet said that prophesied lies in my name, saying, I have dreamed. How long shall this be in the heart of the prophets that prophesy lies? Look at what he's telling me. He said, they're prophesying lies. Yea, they are prophets of the deceit of their own heart. See, they're doing it for their own gratification. They're not doing it to the glory and honor of God. He said, which think to cause my people to forget my name, oh, by their dreams, which they tell every man to his neighbor, as their fathers have forgotten my name for Baal. The prophet that has a dream, listen, look at what he tells you. You say you are a prophet and you have a dream? He said, let him tell a dream. And he that has my word, let him speak my word, what? Faithfully. Oh, what is the chaff to the wheat? Nothing. Is not my word unto as a hammer? I can't, one of my words is covered up here. Is not my word like as a fire, saith the Lord, and like a hammer that breaketh the rock in pieces. That's the power of God's word. God's word will break up that dross, saints of God. Oh, how many know what I'm talking about? See, that's how you came to God. The word of God was preached. And the word of God went forth in spirit's power, and it broke up that stony heart. It showed us where we needed to get with Almighty God. It showed us that we were undone before Almighty God, and that we needed to come to God. Oh, praise our God. I thank God for the Elder Wilberts of the time. I thank God for Sister Pat. I thank God for Brother USJ, those who preached the word of God. When I was coming along, they stood on the word of God. They preached the word of God. They saw people coming and going in and out and going here and saying various things. Well, I'm going over here because I'm going to walk in more light. Oh, but you can't walk in more light if there's no light over there. When the light was being shined upon him, God was preaching the word. They were getting the word of God, so you can live by the word of God. This same word that is being preached today was preached over 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years ago right here in this congregation. And we stood on the same word. It's the same word of God that I got saved by. And it's the same word of God that anyone afterwards is going to have to get saved by. Praise our God. He went on to say, therefore, behold, in verse 30, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that steal my words, every one from his neighbor. You know, you hear him, behold, I am against the prophets, saith the Lord, that use their tongue and say, he saith. Oh, these are the ones out there to say, well, you know, the Lord told me to say that. If God didn't tell you to say something, don't say it. Amen? He said, behold, I'm against them that prophesy false dreams, saith the Lord, and do tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their lightness. Yet I sent them not, nor commanded them. Therefore they shall not profit this people at all, saith the Lord. Oh, you see, the Bible is our guide to preaching about Jesus Christ. I know that there are many Christian books that have been written and out there on the New York Times bestsellers list. But in all of these books, how many can stand the test to be called a Christian book? How many of these books reveal and lead people to Jesus Christ? You see, you cannot minus out Jesus from the subject and claim that it's of Almighty God. If a book claims to be a Christian book that does not point or reveal or lead someone to Jesus Christ, you don't need to be reading that book.
Amen.
If any book tries to replace the reading of the Bible, you do not need to read that book. Jesus is what you need. Oh, saints of God, it burdens me when I hear souls that tell me that they have asked God to send them where truth is being preached. Yet they don't yield when God is leading them to come out of Babylon. This past week, I had two sisters on the morning message thread. They text me about truth. One sister says she had asked God to send her to where truth is being taught. Oh, saints of God, she says she is saved, and I hold her to that. You know, I'm not in the business of determining whether someone is saved or not. That is not what God has called me to do.
You see, Jesus said in John 10, verse 16, and other sheep I have, which are not of this fold, them also I must bring, and they shall hear my voice, and there shall be one fold and one shepherd. If you're professing to be saved, I will hold you to that. We're told in Philippians 2, verse 22, to receive him in the Lord with all gladness and hold him to that reputation. Also, Jesus said, by your fruits you shall know them. If you're not possessing fruits of righteousness, if you've never made a confession that you were saved, then we only can assume that you are not a child of God. You see, you have a confession has to be made with your mouth. You see, it's a privilege that we can be called brothers and sisters in the Lord. You see, after Paul's conversion on the Damascus Road, when he met Ananias, he met God's chosen servant. Ananias greeted him. He said, as brother Saul, you can read it in Acts, the 9th chapter. Praise our God. You see, when you're a child of God, then you have a right to be called a brother and sister in the Lord. I heard from another sister who shared with me. She was giving me some information to put some names on. And she said, Sister Renee, I took off brother and sister because I didn't want to offend those that are not saved. I said, offend those that are not saved. You see, it's a privilege.
Amen.
A privilege to be called a child of God. Not something we take lightly. You know, when people come and they may not be able to be called brother and sister, then you have to share. This is how you can be called a brother and sister in Christ Jesus. Oh, I thank God that I serve the Lord with brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. And we acknowledge each other as brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I know there's some times that some of us slip because we are biological brothers and sisters, and we call each other by name, and that's all right. But in the house of God, this is Sister Blake, Sister Smith, Sister Carol. We call each other. Sister Maria, we call each other. Brother Byron, Brother LaVesta, we call each other brothers and sisters in the Lord. Praise our God. Look at what it says. Turn with me to 1 John 3. He says there in the Word of God, starting with verse 1, he said, behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called who? The sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not because it knew him not. Thank God we're able to be called the sons of God, saints. He said, beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it does not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that we, when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Praise our God.
Amen.
Oh, thank the Lord, saints of God. Oh, something to look forward to, amen? He said, and every man that has this hope, do you have this hope? He said, every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. Oh, saints of God. That's why we got to have on that new man. We got to have a spiritual cleansing that takes over in our lives because we have an eternal hope. He said, every man that has this hope in him purifies himself even as he is pure. He went on to say, whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. This is why we don't walk around, saints of God, saying, I'm just a sinning Christian, saved by grace. No, I've been saved by grace. I no longer am in the sin business.
Amen.
I've crucified this old flesh. I now live for Christ Jesus. I now live because Jesus Christ lives within me. I can say, as the Apostle Paul said in Galatians, the second chapter, 20th verse, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Praise our God. We're crucified with Christ. Oh, yeah, we have these fleshly bodies, but we don't follow after this flesh. We've crucified. We are now new men and women in Christ Jesus. Amen. Praise our God. Praise our God. Oh, I thank God for his word. I thank God for truth. Thank God that we can stand on the saints of God. Because right now our times are trying. Things are weighing on people. People are being taught false things. I shared with the sisters downstairs. that the one sister was sharing with me, how she wanted to know about suicide. She wanted to know if a Christian commits suicide, did they go to heaven or hell? I shared with her, I said, well, how can you go to heaven? Because they have this once saved, always saved religion going on right now. And people believe that they're all right. No, because you murdered yourself. And the Bible speaks about murdering. How can you ask God to forgive you after you've committed such a heinous sin? Oh, my. We got to think about what thus saith the Lord. Got to be careful where we're worshiping, where people are feeding us. If they're not feeding you the word of God, come out. Come away from it. Come out from among them and be separate. You see, everything you hear in this message this afternoon is coming from God and is backed up by Scripture. The Bible says these words in 2 Corinthians 13, verse 1. He said, in the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. God's word is backed up by God's word. God's word is not antiquated. God's word is not obsolete. God's word is not old-fashioned. God's word is not out of date. You may say to me, Sister Renee, but this is a rerun. I heard it 50 years ago, but that's all right. Every time I hear it over and over and over again, I hear something else that causes me to measure up even higher in Almighty God. When I get deeper in God's word, then I see the thing that God wants me to do to draw closer to him. Praise our God. That's what brother prayed for. He said, let her go deep down into the well of salvation to bring out those things. God's word is very relevant to our day and time. Why? Look at our world, saints of God. Look at the shambles the world is in. Why? Because we have said it not all of God's counsel. We've told God, I don't want to hear your word. We've told God, your word is not good enough for me. But when we go through something catastrophic, when something happens in our lives, then we want the people of God to pray. We want to go to the word of God. We want to cry out. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter in the 14th verse, where it says, if my people who are called by my name, praise our God. You say, if you are a child of God, listen to what God is saying to you. He said, if my people, he said, who are called by my name, he said, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Praise Almighty God. See, you got to come where God wants us to be. If we want God to hear and God to answer our prayers, we're going to have to do what thus saith the Lord. This is the high calling on Christ Jesus that God wants you and I to be. Not only you, but God wants me to be too. He said, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. See, you got to seek out Almighty God. You got to humble yourself and walk humbly before Almighty God and turn from your wicked ways. Then will I hear from heaven. God is not going to hear until we meet these prerequisites according to the word of God. He said, then will I hear from heaven. And will forgive their sin. And will heal their land. Our land needs to be healed, saints of God. Look at the destruction in the land. Look at what's happening right now. Look at all these young people who are going into eternity that think it's okay to commit suicide. Look at lawmakers who think it's okay to lie, to tell lies, and then turn around and use all these little fancy words to cover up. I was just embellishing. Oh, I just had a little trouble with keeping with the truth. No, you lied. And our Bible says all liars shall have their part in the lake that burneth with fire and brimstone. But we don't want to hear that, saints. Minister don't want to preach the word of God. And let us know what thus saith the Lord concerning how we've got to live our lives if we want to make it into the kingdom of God. That is from the pulpit all the way back. We've got to live according to the word of God. There's not one word for you and one word for me, but there's one word for all of us, and that is the word of God. Praise our God. Jesus said in John 17, He says, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Oh, I believe God. I believe what he said in his word. I believe that his word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Praise our God. And it's been left on record for us saints. I believe we have to, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, as Paul said in the word. It's useful to be taught to us, dear Heavenly Father, so that we can know how to live for Almighty God before we die. God's word will correct us. God's word will guide us. It will direct us. Have you found that to be so? That you can be guided by the word of God. Let God's message do its work. Deep down inside, it will change. It will take out that old nature. You won't find yourself trying to dip and dive around and not be seen by the saints of God. But you'll do what thus saith the Lord. You know, we're told these words in the third John verse 10. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Oh, thank the Lord that we're walking in truth, saints of God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we've started out a new year. This is the first day of 2021. But that's all right. We're still walking in the same truth we walked in last year. But let us get deeper in the Lord. Deeper, let us pray. Praise our God. Higher in God. I want to be higher in the Lord in everything that I do. I want to be all that God has called me out to be. Lifted up in his word and strengthened in his might. I thank God for his word that's been left on record, saints of God. This is a high calling in Christ Jesus. This is what God wants you and where God wants you and I to be. Oh, thank God that he loved us. Thank God that he still loves the saints of God so much that he didn't want any of us to perish. That he gave his only begotten son. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Praise our God. Thank you for your word, Lord God. Thank you for your spirit. Thank you for your hand of mercy and love extended unto us, Lord. Oh, bless us, Father, we pray. Praise our God. Praise our God. I say to the lost this afternoon, God is not going to keep on speaking to you. There's going to come a day when the door of salvation is going to close. And it's not going to be open. And you're not going to be able to open it back up. Come to Jesus while he's calling you. Don't wait another moment. You just come out of 365 days of last year, and now you've entered into a new year, and you're still not serving the Lord. But there's going to come a day. He said in Genesis 6, verse 3, and the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man. God's spirit is not going to strive with you always. He's going to leave you and never come back. And when that door of salvation is closed, oh, there's going to be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, there's going to be those who are going to be standing. Jesus is standing there at the door. They're going to be trying to get in, but you're not going to be able to get in. And we're not going to be able to open it. Not going to be, you read about the rich man and Lazarus. And understand that this is a true story. That God is not just saying things in the word of God to appease us. He's not saying things in the word of God to tickle our ears. Oh, but that's not what he's saying. Look at what it says here. Turn with me to Luke, the 13th chapter. The Lord already showed me, saints, that we weren't going to be able to finish, but that's all right. If he allows us to see next Lord's Day, we'll come back with it if that's what the Lord wants. Excuse me again. But turn with me to Luke, the 13th chapter. Oh, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Mm-hmm. Praise his name. He says there in verse 24, he said, strive to enter in at the strait. And that's S-T-R-A-I-T, meaning constricted way.
Yeah.
That's not S-T-R-A-I-G-H-T, the strait that we, no, this is S-T-R-A-I-T, strait, meaning it is a constricted way. Strive to enter in at the strait gate. That ought to be all of our ambition, saints of God. For many, I say unto you, will seek to enter in and shall not be able. Listen to what he says there. Saying this to the lost. Look at this. He said, well, once the master of the house has risen up and has shut to the door. And you began to stand without and to knock
at the door saying, Lord, Lord, open unto me, unto us. And he shall answer and say unto you, I know you not whence ye are. Oh, what sad words to hear. It's going to be too late one day, too late to come to Jesus. He said, then shall you begin to say. He said, we have eaten and drunk in thy presence. And thou hast taught in our streets, meaning you've heard the word of God. Oh, we heard you, Lord. We heard what you were doing. But he shall say, I tell you, I know you not whence ye are. Depart from me, all ye workers of iniquity. Oh, listen to this part here. See, this is where people think, oh, there's going to be a party going on down there. No, I'm not trying to go down to figure it out either.
Amen.
He said, but there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and all the prophets. See, this was all the word of God that was left on record for you. Remember, Paul said all scripture is given by inspiration of God. All from Genesis to Revelation. God didn't cut out anything. Jesus didn't come to destroy the law. He came to fulfill it. Remember that. He said, when you shall see Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and the prophets in the kingdom of God, and ye yourself thrust out, and they shall come from the east and from the west, and from the north and from the south, and shall sit down in the kingdom of God. And behold, there are last which shall be first, and there are first which shall be last. Let us be ready to go when Jesus comes.
Amen.
As Sister Blake said on Wednesday, we have a high calling from Almighty God, and we're a new creature. Our attitudes change. Our dress changes. Our thinking changes. Our desires change. When we come to Jesus Christ and we are truly saved, we want to follow Jesus. Where Jesus is where we would desire to be. We're supposed to be in the house of the Lord. Let us be in the house of the Lord.
Amen.
You know, we thank God. Lord, last Lord's Day, we were not able to be here. But we were able to get out here on Tuesday. And you would have thought the saints had been barred out of the house of God for 2 months. They came up in here, and we were here, and everybody walking in the door, oh, it's so good to be in the house of the Lord. But we just couldn't get in because the streets were not clear, and the snow had come, the ice, and various things were going on that day, and they had a level 2 out. And, you know, being inside here in this neighborhood and not on the out, like on the main thoroughfare out there, where the streets don't get clear back here. And so the conditions were that not so for the saints to come. But, oh, but when God made a way, praise our God. All the saints were here. They were coming in the door and thanked the Lord for prayer meeting. Smile on their face to be here. And then this morning when they were coming in to be in the house of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I'm like David in the Psalms. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
I thank God for the high calling in Christ Jesus. I love this way. I don't want another way, saints of God. I want to make it in when Jesus calls my name. When it comes time for me to go home, I want to be ready to go.
Amen.
And I'm trying to make ready a people. Others to be prepared to meet Jesus Christ. I say to you, if you do not know Jesus, come to know him so you can have the high calling of Jesus Christ. God bless you is my prayer.
Praise our God.
Praise our God.
Amen.
Praise our God.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank God.
Amen.
Thank God for his
Amen.
Word.
Yeah.
What a privilege it is to have a high calling
yes.
in Christ Jesus. When God saves us, he doesn't save us to stay low down.
Amen.
Praise Amen. God. He calls us to sit together in heavenly places in
yes.
Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Thank God.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So thankful for the word today.
Amen.
Thankful to know that the fact that the Lord gives this to Pastor Jenkins and then shows her you're not going to be able to finish it all, you'll bring some back. And I know that, and I know the Lord's going to add some more and add some more. This is something that we need. This is something that we need.
Amen.
Thank God. We thank God for the truth.
Amen.
We thank God for his touch on Pastor Jenkins.
Amen.
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 Amen. As it got near the end, it seemed like her voice got stronger. But that's just like God. Amen. 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 Shall we stand?
Amen.
A high calling in Christ Jesus. Thank God, those words. What shall we sing? Thank you. Number 407 in the worship of the Lord.
Praise our God.
Are you washed in the blood?
Amen.
Washed.
Praise God. Are you?
Amen.
Are you washed in the blood?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus died on the cross.
Praise our God.
For all flesh.
Yes.
God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son.
Amen.
But then there's a condition that whosoever believeth in him.
Yes.
Amen. So we have to be washed in the blood.
Amen.
And God will not. We have to want to be washed.
Amen. Amen.
There's no involuntary washing.
That's right.
Because God does not force any of us.
Amen.
But he makes this great salvation available to us.
Praise
that
God.
We may have our sins washed
Amen.
Away.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
So we ask, as we're saved and as we sing this song, ask yourself, are you washed in the blood? And if you're washed in the blood, that means you're clean. And that means you have to stay clean. There's no going back. There's no dropping off back into sin. Because Jesus did not shed his blood for us to be cleansed and then polluted by sin, corrupted by sin all over again. So are you washed in the blood?
Amen.
Have you been to Jesus for the cleansing blood? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen.
Are you fully trusting in his grace? If are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood? In the full cleansing blood of the Lamb?
My, my, my.
Are your garments spotless or than white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you walking daily by the Savior's side? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Do you rest each moment in the crucified? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul, cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless or they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? When the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white, pure and white in the blood of the Lamb?
My, my, my.
Will your souls be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul-cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed when the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white. Amen. When Jesus comes again, will your robes be white. When Jesus comes again, that's not laundry day for your soul.
Amen.
You have to already have on that robe of righteousness. There is no getting ready. So many times, Brother Byron says, it's not, I'm getting ready. We have to be ready. Stay ready. And this verse says, will your souls be ready for the mansions bright and be washed in the blood of the Lamb? Amen. It's not a getting ready. It's be ready.
Amen.
Stay ready.
Amen.
Amen. Be prepared. You know, there are people that have various endeavors in life, and people, they'll make great preparations for them. They'll start way ahead of time to be sure that everything is prepared and everything is right. There are people, even during the holidays, people are coming to their house to visit. And they spend days, sometimes weeks, they cook up things ahead and put it in the freezer so it's ready. They're cleaning their house. They're cleaning and cleaning and taking care of everything, making great preparations because someone's coming to visit their house. But Jesus is coming. There's a visitation. There's a great visitation coming. Jesus is coming again.
Come on, sis.
Have you made the preparation?
That's right.
Amen. Is your house in order? Amen. Is your house clean?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. My Lord, are you washed? We want to make our calling and election sure in the Lord. We don't want that day to come and have us found undone. Amen. Thank the Lord. We don't want to be found lacking.
Amen.
We don't want to hear the Lord say, depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Mm. Because there will be no, well, Lord, I thought I was all right.
Yes.
No, God knows whether we're right or
yes,
not.
Yes, he does.
So let us make our calling and election sure in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. So when the bridegroom cometh, will your robes be white?
Yes.
Amen. Let us consider our own situation, even as we sing that last verse.
Yes.
Lay aside the garments that are stained with sin, and be washed in the blood of the Lamb. There's a fountain flowing for the soul unclean. Oh, be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Are you washed in the blood, in the cold living blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you washed in the blood, in the soul cleansing blood of the Lamb? Are your garments spotless? Are they white as snow? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb?
Amen.
Is there one? Is there one who knows, Lord, I need you, and I know I'm not where I need to be?
My.
Is there one who will step out and say, Lord, I heard what your word requires, and I know I'm not ready? Is there one? The altar is here. The Spirit of God is working. The Spirit of God is speaking, spoke through his word, and now he's whispering to each one personally. If you don't know him, don't turn him down. If you don't know him, don't reject him. There may not be another opportunity. My God. How many understood the message today?
My God. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Amen. Let us look to the Lord in prayer. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, as we call upon your name once again this afternoon, we truly want to thank you, Lord God, for your presence felt this day. We want to thank you for your hand of love and your mercy extended unto us. We thank you, Lord God, that you blessed us with your word this day. We thank you, Lord God, that you given unto mankind, your Heavenly Father, the privilege, the opportunity to come to you, Lord God. We know, Lord God, it's the enemy's business, Lord God, to keep man away from you, Lord. It's the enemy's job, dear Heavenly Father, as brother said early on, Brother Byron, he said the enemy's job is to kill, to steal, and destroy. And that's what the enemy is doing with lives. The enemy is keeping souls, dear Heavenly Father, from turning, dear Heavenly Father, their lives over to you. But Lord, we lift up our voices this afternoon, dear Heavenly Father. We pray for lost souls everywhere and ask in the name of Jesus that there's anyone that heard the message this morning, that heard you speak, dear Heavenly Father, through these lips of clay, that Lord God find themselves, dear Heavenly Father, not washed in the blood of the Lamb, that they will come to an altar of prayer, that they will give their lives over to you, dear Heavenly Father, in sincerity, Lord God, that Lord God, that they will trust you, Lord God, before they die. We just want to thank you, Lord God, for hearing your word, dear Father. Thank you for the privilege, Lord God, of being able, dear Heavenly Father, to get into your word, Lord God, and to study it and to understand, Lord God. You've given us ministers in this church. You've given us leaders and teachers, Lord God, that are able to teach us the things that we need to know before we die. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to be all that you have called us out to be. We know, Lord God, there are many, as we said at the onset of the service, who are out making New Year's resolutions, Lord God. But, Lord, it's not about a New Year's resolution, but it's about living for you who died for all. It's about living a life each and every day. As Sister said, dear Father, have we prepared ourselves? Many, Lord God, even on this weekend, we're preparing, Lord God, for all the big games that were coming up because of the championship and various things, getting food and going to the store, making sure they had hors d'oeuvres and all these various things. But yet, many have did not think about where they would spend eternity. Help us, Lord God, the same preparations we make in our personal lives, dear Father. Help us to be more vigilant about it in our spiritual walk. Help us, Lord God, to know where we stand with you this day. In the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God, to be all that you have called us out to be. Father, we just want to thank you and praise you this afternoon for your word. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, Lord, for your presence felt in our midst, dear Heavenly Father. Remember, dear Father, Sister Kiba, she went into the prayer room with Sister Bray. We pray, Lord God, that you would be in there with them too, you Lord. You said in your word, where two or three are gathered in your name, you would be in the midst. And so, Lord, we ask that you would be in the midst of them, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you would bless and be with her. We pray, Lord God, that you would strengthen her for the task that's ahead. Help us all, Lord God, to be all that you've called us out to be. Remember our new convert in the Lord, Brother James, Lord God. We pray a special prayer upon him, Lord God, and ask that you would continue to keep him, Lord God. Help him, Lord, to strive on, dear Father, to run on this race that you've set before him, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of his faith. Remembering Sister India, likewise, dear Heavenly Father. Help her, Lord God, to get rooted and grounded in your word, anchored, dear Heavenly Father, in Jesus. Father, we just want to thank you for all the saints of God who have gathered here this morning and this afternoon in the house of the Lord. Even those who are online, we ask that you would remember them too. Now have thine own way, Lord God, and we'll be so careful this day to give your name all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated.
Sister Melisande's going to come and read the announcement. Here, sis. Bless the Lord. Remember me in prayer. Card that came from Sister Ferris Day and family. It's probably be posted on the board. The picture card of her and family down in out in Boston, Massachusetts. Joy to the world. This Christmas may you be blessed with the joy of his presence and the quiet peace of the season. Season greetings to you all from Sister Ferris Day. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Psalms 29:11. Another card. Wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a season filled with peace and beauty. Church of God, thank you for the gifts, books, money. I get a leg of lamb. I am still eating the word of life. Thank you for keeping me in your hearts and prayers. I'm not sure who that's from.
Sister Sanders.
Amen. Two fellowship Christians of the Church of God, dated December 23rd, 2022. I wish to thank you for the service to God and how you show him in your life daily. Thank you for allowing me to be a part of your Wednesday night worship service. I am making this donation to the church through the direction of God, your family, Brother Richard Logan, and then he gives his address. Amen.
And so the saints will know he sent in a large donation to the church.
Bless the Lord.
Said it was directed by the Lord to do so.
Amen. 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 January 1st, 2023, our meditation. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. Matthew 16:24. This is Happy New Year 2023 for our announcements. Always pray one for another during the week. 1 Samuel 12:23. Moreover, as for me, God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you, but I will teach you the good and the right way. Intercessory prayer will be rendered every Tuesday at 10:30 a.m. We are praying for lost souls and the souls of the saints, that God will keep them in his care. Philippians 4:6 reads, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Choir rehearsal next Sunday following morning service. Trustees and finance committee meeting after morning service today. This will be our first Wednesday of the month. Please bring a scripture or a testimony to render. Prayer meeting is by phone. Remember to turn your phone off around 5:30 p.m. and turn it back on around 6:30 p.m. before service. And please mute your phones. Please pray for Brother Byron and bring your scriptures. Amen. Happy birthday and anniversary blessings this week. Sister June Webb, the first today is her birthday. Minister Alan Scott and Sister Francine Scott, today the first is their 41st anniversary. Thank the Lord. And we don't have many people living, sometimes 5 or 6 hours after they've gotten married. We thank the Lord. Children of God stand and
They stand true to their vows to God. 41 years. Bless the Lord. Continue to remember those that are on the sick and shut-in list likewise. Thought for the day. We have worked. We have even worked hard. But the question comes to us. What have we worked for? Who has been our master? With what object have we toiled? We need to be true to the Lord. Know what you're working for. Are you working for the Lord or are you working for the devil? Amen. Anyone have anything for the service? Amen. 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 Sure. Yes, Sister Lawrence. Amen.
You are early.
Bless the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Sister Lawrence, amen. Anyone else? Sister Carol.
I have so much to thank the Lord.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Oh, my. Came and went. Something wrong.
can I wait a little while, about 7:15? I still, I said, Lord, let me call. So here I get on the phone to call, and my phone is saying emergency call only. Accessory, they couldn't get in touch with me. They couldn't get me. And as I wrote through my phone, I did see where Sister Blake had been calling. And I guess she called about 10, 12 times. And I said, oh, my goodness, I wonder what's wrong with my phone. So I said, I'm going to try to see if a text will go through. And I texted and was telling her that my phone would not take calls and that I was going to try to go and have it looked at, you know. And so she didn't get my message. I was looking for her to kind of drive by on Wednesday night. Then I Laura spoke to me. She'll probably come by and look, or somebody will drive by. But she didn't. And the next morning, I woke up and I said, let me get up out of here. But somebody's going to come. And I got up and got my clothes on and everything. And I think I was in the room and had just left out of my room. I had reread the Bible. Then came out of the room and went into the bathroom. And I heard somebody talking. I said, somebody's talking around my house. You know, and I couldn't figure out. I said, let me go in the living room. And see, I go in the living room. And then here's somebody around the top. Keeping and talking. And it's all there she is. And I was about waving. And thank the Lord. Hey, talk to me about me. You know, the Lord is good. He is so good. And she had to tell her sister, she's on the phone with Sister Joseph. Tell her her car is in the garage. You know, but it is something to think about. I had my neighbor across the street. She had called. I think it was Thursday or something. Monday, I think it was. Something like that. I hadn't raised my blinds yet. And it was about 10. No, it was around 12 o'clock. I hadn't raised. I slept in. Oh, because somebody called me. I don't know what that called. And the first thing hit my mind, I said, it's got to be Ruth across the street. It's got to be Miss Dunn. So I didn't call for a while. And then when I did call her, she said, I didn't see your blinds up, so I thought I'd call to see how you're doing.
Bless the Lord.
Yeah, the Lord is good.
Bless the Lord.
Neighbors, cousins, thanks to God. Thank the Lord for the saints of God. I am so thankful and so grateful for his goodness and mercy that he put on their hearts to come and see us.
Amen.
And it's just a blessing.
Amen.
Thank God. Thank God for all you're my family.
Amen.
And they, it was great to call Regina because they know Regina gets upset. So they didn't have Frank's number. So I gave, they got the numbers now that Frank had done. Thank the Lord.
Amen.
I just want to give God praise and glory and thank you.
Amen.
Thinking about me and loving me and worried about me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Because I could have been in there going on. You never know.
Yes.
But thank the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Truly thank the Lord for his many blessings. Okay, for you. Anyone else? Anyone want to say anything about the blessings the Lord's given them this last past, through the past year or the start of the new year? Sister Cynthia.
Thank you. My life and my eternity, where would I be? And just weed out the worldly things. He's done a lot.
Amen. Amen.
Bless you.
Love you too.
We go to a
Amen. 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 Faithful. Mm-hmm. Have to be faithful. Amen. Infinity. Come on. Would you look up here. Look up here. You thankful? Did God heal you? Were you sick? He touched your body? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He blessed you with some things. Amen. 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 That's what they need. With so many more we're hearing the word. It wouldn't be so many that we've got dead, gone on. God is good. Anyone else? Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We're grateful
for
you too.
Amen. Amen. Anyone else? Don't want to cut no one off. Okay. At this time, we'll stand and be dismissed. Sister Smith, if you don't mind dismissing us. Amen. 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 Amen.
Bless the Lord. Sister Holmes and Karen, thank the Lord for you.